Political columnist and former political writer for the Courier-Journal, Al Cross is director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky. Thanks for joining us, Al.
Glad to be with you.
So there's a lot of campaigning and politics going on right now. The big gubernatorial campaigns are in full swing. On the Democratic side, what do you think of our candidates over there?
Well, you have three major candidates: former state auditor Adam Edlin, Attorney General Andy Beshear, and House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins. And each one of them brings certain strengths to the race. Beshear, who is the apparent front runner, is running as the guy who has beaten Matt Bevin in court and otherwise. He's appealing to Democrats who want to beat the governor, throw him out of office in November. And he comes to the race with high name recognition, partly because his father was governor from 2007 to 2015. And he has been attorney general for the last 4 years. And that's a job where you get to make news from time to time. And he continues to use that job to make news as well as doing his political campaign. He's ahead in fundraising, but Edlin has the advantage of a political action committee that is essentially running a separate campaign to support him, and that makes up for his fundraising deficit. Edlin is appealing to a more progressive element of the Democratic Party, I would say that element of the party that has been most active lately, but an element that has not always been that strong in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The turnout in this election is going to be low. I expect it to be about 15%. And Edlin's strategy is probably to appeal to these liberal and progressive activists, you know, true blue Democrats, who want to revive the party's image as that of a reforming party. That's one of Edlin's themes. Rocky Adkins is the most conservative of these three candidates, and he has a much greater appeal to rural audiences. Many Democrats think that he'd be the best candidate against Bevin because he could steal from Bevin the rural voters that the Republican Party has been taking from the Democrats in Kentucky for a long time, but especially in the last decade.
Mm-hmm. The Republican side, Governor Bevin is the incumbent. What do you think his opponent's chances are in this election?
Theoretical. Likely that State Representative Robert Goforth is going to get a substantial vote, which will largely be a protest vote against the governor, who is just by nature controversial. He always seems to want to have someone to fight, someone to criticize. And in doing that with the teachers of the state, I think he has bought himself some lasting enmity from a lot of Republicans. You know, a lot of teachers are Republicans, and a lot of Republicans are teachers. Mr. Goforth is going to get some vote. Ike Lawrence from Lexington will get some vote. The other candidate will get a smattering. But again, this is going to be a very lightly voted turnout, and I think the Republicans are going to be very reluctant to vote against an incumbent governor in their own primary unless he's just become unacceptable to them. And I think that's probably true for about a quarter to a third of the Republican vote, at least at this point. Now, you put Bevin up against a Democrat in the fall, and a lot of those people will come back around.
I don't want to discount any candidate's chances in this election, but what do you think the odds are that we're looking at a Bevin-Beshear face-off in the general election?
I think the odds of that matchup are the shortest of all, because Bevin is the odds-on favorite and Beshear remains favorite. But because Edlin is attacking Beshear and appealing to the part of the party that's more likely to turn out, you can't count him out. And Adkins is hoping to take advantage of this Beshear-Edlin back and forth and come through the middle. He doesn't get into the fray with the other two very much, and I think wants to be seen as the stable, reasonable alternative.
Mm-hmm. You said that you expect low voter turnout during this primary election. What do you think the turnout might be during the general election?
Well, last time it was about 30%, and I expect it's going to be about the same. Turnout in governor's races has been declining in recent years, and I think it's likely to do so this time because politics have become nationalized. You know, we have a president who dominates the news cycle. People spend a lot more time thinking about national politics and personalities than they do about local and state.
Mm-hmm.
And they've only got so much time to think about public affairs. You know, in someone's portfolio, the citizen folder doesn't take up a lot of time. And I think that Bevin's greatest asset for re-election is President Trump. Because while Bevin is unpopular in Kentucky, the least popular governor of any governor's own state, President remains popular here. And Bevin is tying himself very closely to the president. And I expect that President will be here to campaign for him. And Bevin will see that as a real motivator to get the Trump base to come out for him and overcome the high negatives that he's developed for himself.
Pensions are likely to play a big part in this election, I would imagine. And the governor is kind of coming up to a deadline here to get some sort of pension reform passed. If he does succeed in that vein, do you think that will help his chances?
Bevin has to deliver something on pensions, or he's going to be more vulnerable in the fall. He, to his credit, brought this issue to the forefront and has done more to fund pensions than any of his recent predecessors. But the Democrats can argue that the changes that have been made will work out fine if they are just given time. The pitfall is if there's a market downturn, those changes might not be enough.
So we've talked about pensions, we've talked about state educators and their feelings during this election and coming up toward it. What about Medicaid? What factor is that going to play for voters?
It's not going to play too much of a factor in the primary unless Goforth tries to make an issue in the last week of the Bevin plan for Medicaid, which would require able-bodied Medicaid beneficiaries, which would be about half of the people on the expansion, to do work or some other kind of community engagement in return for their benefits. This, I think, is a generally popular idea, but I don't think it's all that popular among people on the ground who are familiar with Medicaid. And Goforth says he is against that plan, which is interesting for a Republican candidate.
Al Cross, director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky. Thanks so much for joining us, Al.
You're welcome.